50 members of the Rod Stewart fan club are making their way to Norfolk as we speak this morning. Ian Roberts is the president of Rod Stewart FC, as they call it. Good morning.
Morning, Chris.
How lucky are we to have Rod Stewart coming to Norfolk?
You're very lucky. You're going to get a fantastic show this evening, 2 hours long, no half time, and all the hits all night. It's going to be great, and I can guarantee people walking away this evening will be really, really happy and thrilled that they've witnessed such an incredible concert, I'm sure.
Because I understand you've already seen this tour, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been on the road, myself and my partner Alison, for the last 10 days now. This is the fifth concert. And we've been to Swansea, we've been to Leeds, we went to Newbury, and we just flew back from Aberdeen a couple of days ago.
You love this bloke, don't you? That's incredible.
Well, I think love is stretching a little bit too far. I'm passionate about him. I think he sort of mentioned two ingredients there on that piece you just played, wine and women. For a 14-year-old going through puberty in the early 70s, you could add a couple of more ingredients to that, and that would be soccer and song.
And he captured all of that for you?
Yes, definitely.
But to go and see him 5 times in a very short space of time, 2 hours each time, 10 hours, do you not get... Once you've seen the show, haven't you seen it? I mean,
yeah, people say that to us quite often, actually, Chris, to be fair. But, you know, I can counter that by saying, you know, people go and watch Norwich City week in and week out. But for us, yeah, it is the same show. It does add a couple of numbers to the set occasionally. It's the interaction with the crowd in each show that's appealing. But one of the main ingredients of the tour for us, being a fan club, is meeting and greeting fan club members before and after the show. We've got quite a big social community out there. And people flying in from abroad, America, Europe, and we've got a lady coming over from Argentina this morning as well.
That's extraordinary, isn't it? All the way from Argentina to come to a Rod Stewart gig.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow. And then she's going to be... We're hoping to catch up with her at some point during the day. Tell me about the fan club then. How many members? And it sounds like you're quite a lively group.
Yeah, we've been in existence on a web format for the last 12 years now. We've captured quite a large audience in that time. We've actually created... I think we've created a wedding out of it on one occasion as well. We brought couples together, and it's a large community. It's the website is recognised and supported by Rod Stewart himself. We do a annual 3-day event each year for charity, bringing in tribute bands. Rod donates items of clothing, stageware, gold discs, etc. for that, and his sister Mary is our patron.
Wow, so he's clearly approves of what you're doing. Does that mean you ever met him?
Yeah, I've been lucky to meet him on a few occasions. He's very approachable. He has lots of time for fans, for photographs and autographs. And he's a very down-to-earth guy. He's just, you know, a guy you'd bump into next to the bar in any pub in the country, really, to be fair.
You're all meeting up, aren't you, before tonight's concert?
Not tonight, no.
You're not, no. But I thought there was going to be a bit...
For the fan club is...
Yeah,
Chris.
Yeah.
We're meeting at the Coach and Horses on Thorpe Road.
Yeah.
Everybody's welcome from 3 p.m. this afternoon. And we are a lively crowd. You'll probably hear us from some distance away singing all the hits on the jukebox.
But all the Rod Stewart hits. I hope they've got that all loaded up then.
Rod Stewart only. No Elton John, no Barry Manilow.
Are they the rivals then? When you're a Rod Stewart fan, are Elton John and Barry Manilow, are they the rivals?
Nah, I was just tongue-in-cheek, to be fair.
Now, tonight's gig is at a football ground. We know, as you mentioned, Rod Stewart's a big football fan. Norwich manager Paul Lambert, he used to play for Celtic. Rod Stewart supports Celtic. Can you see a link-up there anyway? Are we going to get a few surprises tonight?
You'll get... On the screen, during You're In My Heart, there'll be lots of Celtic footage shown, and he may include some footage from recent Norwich City games prior to them getting promoted. He certainly did the same in Swansea last weekend.
Ah, so he ought to do the same for Norwich then.
I would hope so, yeah. I mean, in Swansea, he brought the team on the stage.
Did he?
I'm not quite sure if anything's been arranged with Norwich for that. Maybe all the players are now on their summer holidays.
There's that line in You're In Your Heart where he says you're Celtic United. Couldn't he just change one of those to you're Celtic, you're Norwich?
Yes, quite possibly. I mean,
that would go down well with the crowd, wouldn't it?
In Aberdeen a couple of days ago, he switched it from Celtic to Aberdeen, which brought quite a good response from the crowd.
And to finish with Ian, because it's really good to talk to you, we've been discussing live concerts.